Healthcare is a big issue in the race for Kansas's open U.S. Senate seat, one made even more urgent by the COVID-19 pandemic. The candidates, Republican Roger Marshall and Democrat Barbara Bollier, are both doctors. But as Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service explains, they're offering very different prescriptions for how to fix what ails the nation's healthcare system.
Marshall, a two-term congressman from western Kansas, is leading the Republican campaign to repeal the Affordable Care Act, former Democratic President Barack Obama's 2010 health reform law.
I've led this process. I've chaired the Republican Study Committee.
Bollier, a former moderate Republican turned Democratic state senator from the Kansas City suburbs, says 85,000 Kansans would lose their health insurance if the law is repealed. So she wants to keep it in place but make the coverage more affordable by increasing subsidies and creating a new government program as an option to the private plans sold in the ACA exchange.
What we need is a public option buy-in.
The new program, backed by Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, would be optional, not the Medicare for All plan that would replace private insurance. Bollier opposes that.
It can't work. We don't have a structure in place. And so many people who currently have private health insurance, they're happy with that.
The public option would provide free coverage to some people in states like Kansas that have not expanded Medicaid, the government health program for the poor and disabled. When initially asked, Bollier was uncertain how much the plan would cost. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Government puts it at roughly $2 trillion over 10 years. Marshall says raising taxes to pay for an expensive expansion of Obamacare isn't the answer. Increasing private sector competition, he says, is the way to expand access and, over time, lower health care costs.
Allowing patients to be consumers again, allowing them more choices, promoting innovation, promoting transparency.
A big question is what to do about pre-existing conditions. Before the health reform law passed, many people with any one of a long list of serious or just chronic health problems, from cancer to asthma, could be denied regular insurance. Often, their only option was to get expensive but limited coverage through something called a high-risk pool. Marshall wants to go back to that system, despite getting some pretty strong pushback at a 2017 town hall meeting in Salina.
I think that high-risk pools are the answer.
Oh, you're a baby boomer. You can't be that stupid.
You know, ma'am, I have probably forgotten more about healthcare than you know, so to call me...
Karen Politz is a researcher at the Kaiser Family Foundation and an expert on health insurance. She says going back to high-risk pools isn't the answer.
You know, they were great for people who could get into them, but almost nobody could get into them.
As many as 465,000 Kansans could be at risk for losing coverage if pre-existing condition protections are repealed or struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court when it rules on a challenge to the law led by Republican attorneys general, including Kansas's Derek Schmidt. The COVID-19 pandemic has intensified the healthcare debate, and it's triggered a new fight over how far the government should go to protect public health. In April, hundreds of demonstrators converged on the State House, many in cars and trucks with horns blaring, to protest Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's stay-at-home order and other orders that shuttered schools and businesses. During a recent debate, Marshall seized on that sentiment.
They want to tell you when you can leave the house, tell you if your business is open or not, when you can get a haircut. They want to tell us...
He accused Kelly, Bollier, and other Democratic office holders of misusing their emergency powers.
Now, maybe this works in New York and California, but it's not going to fly here in Kansas.
Bollier accused Marshall of ignoring science and his medical training by not wearing a mask as he campaigns.
It's been so disappointing to see a doctor more concerned with his political health than the actual health of the people of Kansas.
Bollier also criticizes Marshall for promoting false information about the number of COVID-19 deaths. Marshall says we should, quote, respect the virus, but with treatments improving, shouldn't let it control our lives.
I can see the light at the end of the tunnel that we're winning the war against this invisible enemy.
Perhaps, but COVID-19 cases have been on the rise in Kansas, increasing in recent weeks at a rate not seen since the beginning of the pandemic. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.